To be or not to be? That is the question.
You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty, and it is time for Theater Talk as we look at professional theater companies all around our state. David Colley of Encore Michigan is back with us again. And David, I think when people drive past the Max M. Fisher Center right next to Orchestra Hall in Detroit, they probably don't know there's a really great theater company called the Detroit Public Theater tucked in there. And their current play right now is The Harassment of Iris Molloy.
Yeah, this play is a drama from playwright Zach Berman about a single mother who has an intimate encounter with a U.S. senator. And the story, which you can almost really imagine being pulled from today's headlines, is a real study into sex, power, class distinctions. Jeff Button, who's the director, he's a native of Grosse Pointe and went to college at Western Michigan, though he works mostly in Chicago these days. And you're right, the Detroit Public is located at 3711 Woodward.
And Detroit Public Theater really hasn't been around very long, has it?
Just two full seasons, but they've done some really nice work. They've moved into being an equity theater. It's a terrific space. I think it seats about 100 or so people. So it's a wonderful experience.
Really intimate space.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Over to that unique little theater in my hometown of Ferndale, The Ringwald. And speaking of unique, their current production is exactly that, Silence the Musical.
This is the story of Clarice.
Killers have been willing to chat with us, but the one we want the most refuses to cooperate.
Who?
The psychiatrist, Hannibal Lecter.
Hannibal the cannibal.
So this is from Silence of the Lambs?
Yes, it is. And it's quite a departure from the play we were just talking about. The Ringwald is a small theater on Woodward Avenue in Ferndale, and it's Silence the Musical, which is an unauthorized musical parody of the film Silence of the Lambs. And this has been a successful show in New York and also, I believe, London. And it's touring now and it's available. But this is the first time it's in Michigan. This show is great fun. If you've never been to the Ringwald, it is a charming, no-frills theater with plenty of places around to have a bite to eat or a drink before the show or after. It's a storefront theater, but don't let that deter you. The work that they do inside is award-winning, and there's a wonderful local actor named John DeMerrill who's playing Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, fun. Mask and all, I've got to imagine. Yeah. And I think it's the understatement of the year to say there are a lot of places to eat and drink for your theater night out because Ferndale is just packed with that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And there it is right at 9 Mile in Woodward, so mm-hmm. you can't miss it. Very, very fun, the Ringwald Theater. And then we're going to head west of Kalamazoo to the Wat-A-Doo Theater in Springfield with their revival of Tennessee Williams' Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
Right. Springfield, actually, it's actually east of Kalamazoo. It's about 20, 25 miles east of Kalamazoo, right off 94. This theater, which seats about 100, they're doing Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, as you say. It's not a play that's done very often, not around Michigan. Most people have seen the film with Paul Newman and Elizabeth Taylor and Burl Ives. I just saw David Mamet's Glengarry Glen Ross at this theater. It was very good. Again, it's a really intimate, terrific space to see a Tennessee Williams classic.
You know, it's interesting because my understanding was this is Williams' personal favorite. And as you're right, it isn't done a whole lot. And boy, you get some steamy, steamy Southern drama there.
and I love the whole Burl Ives character, Big Daddy, which I've actually used a speech from that show for my own auditions.
Because it's so good.
Yeah.
And now we're heading to Pinckney, to the Dio Dinner Entertainment Theater. And what's playing there?
Well, they're playing The Bridges in Madison County.
Could have driven into someone else's driveway. You could have tried to find the bridge another day. I could have gone off to the fair, or locked the door, or washed my hair. And in a way, that would be better.
And this is the musical that was adapted from the book and the film of the same name. Had a nice Broadway run and is getting done increasingly in regional theater. We've reviewed it already. There's a few more weeks left in the run. And the story for this show for me is the actress who plays Francesca, Marlene Inman, who was in your studios last February because she was a co-star in the play that I was here to talk about. She's really sublime. I mean, our reviewer, wasn't that me, gave her incredibly high marks, as has every other reviewer who has seen it, for really embodying the whole character of Francesca.
And what a great role.
It is a terrific role. Her co-star, John McCatten, is also very good. He came in from New York to play the Robert Kincaid character. And I also should say it is dinner and theater. They usually serve dinner about 6:15 to 6:20 on their Friday and Saturday night shows. And then the show gets going by about 7:30, and the food is good. And this show, even better.
So you get a full night out. So to recap, the Detroit Public Theater, The Harassment of Iris Molloy, The Ringwald in Ferndale, Silence, the musical, too funny, The What A Do Theater in Springfield, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, and the Dio Dinner Entertainment Theater in Pinckney, Bridges of Madison County. You can get all the details on these and other plays all around Michigan. Just go to EncoreMichigan.com. David Kiley, Encore Michigan, always great talking with you. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Cindy.